Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
At March's Dine and Discuss, Dr. Jason Wallentine with Central Peninsula Family Practice and Pediatrics presented opioid risks, use, and misuse avoidance. In 2022, opioid overdose was the leading cause of death in Americans from ages 18 to 45, as many prescription opioid users would bleed into illicit activities involving fentanyl. Dr. Wallentine says it's become a major issue and has affected many lives across the country and generations.
I have to look at the opioid use that I prescribe. I have to look at the opioid use that my field recommends and think about it critically and say, is this really worth the risk?
He ended his presentation by saying, don't hesitate, don't be afraid of seeking care or seeking treatment with your doctor.
In all of my training, as a physician, as a resident, as a student, it's really taken the blinders off in terms of how common this problem is. If you have a problem, you need to understand that you're not the only one. You tell your doctor about that problem, it will not be the first time they heard that today, but it'll open the door for them to help. There's less of a stigma for addiction, for opioid abuse, for even overdose now than there has been in a century. And I think if there was a time to get treatment, it's now before it takes everything.
Each Dine and Discuss session features a Central Peninsula Hospital provider presenting on a health topic of community interest, followed by a Q&A session. This unique community event is free to attend, with dinner available for purchase at $15. Space is limited and pre-registration is required. For more information, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. A snow machiner died in an avalanche at Turnagain Pass. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell with more.
The body of 16-year-old Tucker Shallon, a snow machiner from Soldotna, was recovered Sunday morning by the Alaska Mountain Rescue Group. The recovery took place around 11 a.m., and his remains were transported to the state medical examiner's office. Authorities have confirmed his family has been notified. On Sunday, Shallon was tragically caught in an avalanche while snow machining near Seattle Ridge in Turnagain Pass. The incident was reported around 2:30 p.m. that day when witnesses alerted authorities that Shallon had been buried in the slide. Despite efforts from those on the scene, recovery operations were delayed due to hazardous conditions, with the Alaska Mountain Rescue Group leading the recovery the following day. The tragic incident highlights ongoing avalanche dangers in the region, where four human-triggered avalanches were reported on Saturday. Forecasters have issued warnings for considerable avalanche risk, advising riders to avoid steep, snow-loaded slopes and to stay in low-angle terrain. For the latest conditions and safety tips, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
A missing plane carrying three people were found Monday morning near the eastern side of Tustamina Lake, ending a tense overnight search effort across the Kenai Peninsula. According to the Alaska State Troopers, a Good Samaritan aircraft spotted the wreckage earlier in the day. At approximately 10:30 a.m., the Alaska Army National Guard successfully rescued the adult male pilot and his two juvenile passengers. All three were transported to a local hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. The aircraft was reported missing around 10:30 Sunday night after flying in the Kenai Peninsula region. Authorities believe the plane had gone down somewhere near Tustamina Lake or in the Kenai Mountains east of Homer. Search efforts began immediately involving the U.S. Coast Guard, the Alaska Rescue Coordination Center, and the Alaska Army National Guard. In a Facebook post shared widely Sunday evening, the family said the pilot's cell phone had last pinged near Tustamina Lake. The identities of those on board have not yet been released. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.